Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It seems like President Biden's problems are mounting, one after the other, showing up almost by the week, if not even faster than that. Now, what does it all mean in the light of biblical prophecy? First, let us talk a little bit about his international problems. You might want to look at what's happening in Haiti and in Cuba. And the Associated Press wrote on July 14 that they are two tiny Caribbean states whose problems have vexed U.S. presidents for decades. Now, Haiti and Cuba are suddenly posing a growing challenge for President Joe Biden that could have political ramifications for him in the battleground state of Florida. The administration has come under fire from those sides of the political spectrum for its responses to each of these crises, both unfolding less than 2 hours flying time from Miami. The troubled U.S. history in both countries has hardened positions, making virtually any policy decision politically unpalatable for a president seeking to toe a middle line. On Cuba, the political right in the United States has accused Biden of not being supportive enough of Cuban dissidents. Democrats, meanwhile, are unhappy that Biden has yet to reverse Trump's hardline approach to the island's communist government. So whatever Mr. Biden is trying to do, it's not going to satisfy either the right nor the left. What about Afghanistan? Politico wrote on July 14, even senior Biden administration officials have acknowledged that Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby described as a deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban claims to have overtaken 85% of the country's territory. Biden had denied that a Taliban takeover was inevitable, saying, "The likelihood that there is going to be a Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely." But that assessment doesn't mirror reality. The Guardian wrote on July 14, "Taliban fighters said on Wednesday that they had taken control of one of Afghanistan's main border crossings with Pakistan, perhaps their most strategic gain so far, in a rapid advance across the country as U.S. forces pull out." Now, we're not here to tell you whether it's right or wrong to stay in Afghanistan, whether they should pull out now or later or not at all, whether we should have even gone into Afghanistan in the first place. No, we are just talking about the current situation, the future situation, the problems which are arising. Because that the Taliban are taking over the country, that is really without any reasonable doubt. Now, you might also want to add the Mexican-U.S. border crisis. You might want to add the looming problem with Iran. You might want to talk about cyber attacks from Russian soil and the idea to give Putin a list of certain institutions, American institutions, which must not be attacked, wasn't all that helpful, because what about the other institutions which were not on the list? You might also think in terms of the relationship between America and Europe, especially Germany. Right now, Mr. Biden is meeting with Angela Merkel, and the relationship between the two is probably better than it was between Merkel and Trump. But it's not as good as it was between Merkel and Obama or Merkel and Bush. But no matter how good or bad that relationship is, it's not going to make any difference because Mrs. Merkel is going to be gone pretty soon, and her successor has already set. Whoever that successor may be, you look at the different candidates, they will have a closer relationship with China at the expense of the United States. So these are some of the international problems Mr. Biden is facing, but what about national problems, national issues? Life Site wrote on July 7. White House officials announced yesterday that the federal government will be knocking on doors in order to push more people to accept the COVID-19 vaccine. We need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus, President Biden said. The president attempted to shame those who have declined to take a vaccine which is not fully tested and which has increasingly been shown to produce disastrous health side effects for some, including death. Because millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected, Biden claimed that their communities are at risk. Announcement of the door-to-door plan immediately sparked an enormous backlash on social media, with many critics comparing the new White House initiative to Gestapo-style tactics. That is Nazi Germany, declared Mike Lindell, founder of MyPillow. This is communism, he added. Sending Joe Biden's Gestapo door-to-door to check up on non-vaccinated Americans is really a recipe for disaster, tweeted Mr. Spicer, a Republican candidate for Congress in Florida. Not on my watch, proclaimed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. I won't buy a magazine subscription door-to-door, tweeted retired Major League baseball player Aubrey Huff. What makes you think I'll take a free poison into my body? And on it goes. The backlash is going to be enormous. Now, the Biden administration responded in kind, if you please. The Ron Paul Institute wrote on July 13, the White House has warned that those questioning the shots are dangerous and extremist, motivated by conservative politics. That's not going to help the situation. But what about Mr. Biden's personal problems? Because even though they are personal, you might say, they have consequences for his position as being the president of the United States. Now, you've all heard about his son's dealings with foreign companies, foreign countries, foreign interests. And of course, Mr. Biden has repeatedly refused to admit that he knew anything about it. He said, I knew nothing about it. Now, that many have never quite believed to be the case. But now something was revealed, which is much more consequential, much more dangerous than just not knowing about it. Breitbart wrote on July 12th, Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, the GAI, said on Monday that his organization had confirmed that President Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of Hunter Biden's financial deals with foreign interests. GAI is in the process of investigating its copy of files found on Hunter Biden's laptop. GAI's forthcoming reports on the laptop's contents will expose disastrous dimensions of the Biden family. Now, that's not going to help a lot, even though maybe nothing will come out of it, but the reports will be there. And so this has raised the question, and many have raised this question, is Mr. Biden fit for office? Because some claim that Biden's frequent mishaps, his continued stumbling, his repeated faults when trying to board an airplane, not just once, and his lack of memory are evidence of impaired physical and, more importantly, mental ability. The English tabloid The Sun asked in March of 2021 whether Biden is fit for office, stating, a poll found that nearly 40% of registered American voters believe Biden has some form of dementia. USA Today wrote in June that some Republicans are urging Biden to take a cognitive test, which Biden up until now has declined to do. And because of that, some wonder who is in charge, claiming it is not Biden, but fearing that it may be those who are pursuing a more radical left-wing agenda. And of course, if Mr. Biden were to step down, or found to be unfit for office and who would be replacing him, that choice just about nobody likes. And so the question remains, are these problems going to go away? Or are they going to get much worse? And it appears like, from everything we can see and from everything we know from biblical prophecy, the problems will get much worse. In order to find out more about that, I encourage you to ask for a free copy of our booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.